Well, I've had four deployments, you know, starting back in 04, been to Kuwait three times, and my last one was Afghanistan. And the one in Afghanistan was the most challenging one. My job was customs, which would allow me to go all over, you know, the Afghan country. You hear the arms going off, they tell you to stay inside or just take cover wherever, if you're outside. And it seemed like the mortars never actually hit around you. It was always somewhere else on the base. So after a while, you know, you just got to where it's just another mortar attack. So it really didn't affect you as much as it did when you first got there. Well, they had a lot of heavy fighting everywhere. You know, Kandahar was a place where they had a lot of heavy fighting, which I was also at Kandahar, too. Well, no matter where you're at in Afghanistan, any place could be a dangerous situation. But, you know, it was my job to go all, to go over all parts of Afghanistan. And so I just did what, you know, what I had to do. Well, a bad day could be where you just, you know, in the middle of the night where you're sound asleep when the arms go off, that they would have people who infiltrated the base, and the base is on lockdown to where you have to, you know, where all your battle rattle, you know, go to the DFAC, get something to eat, take a food with you because you couldn't eat in the DFAC because you don't know who's around the corner with a suicide vest or not. I'm just doing what my country asked me to do, and I took pride in it, and if I didn't come back, I didn't come back. You just kind of accept it. Because you're over there, it's a long time, and, you know, when you first get there, you know, you got a 9 to 12 months ahead of you. But the best time is when you had a mission accomplished or you were fixing to leave. And when you saw your replacements coming, those are the best times. And you come home and you go, you know, you fly into the airport and you got all your family and you got strangers that you don't even know come up to you and thank you for, you know, for your service and all that. And that really felt great. That people back home still support, you know, the soldiers that go over there after this many years of war. The only thing is with my wife and I readjusting and being back together again. She's on it. She's by herself for a year. I'm by myself for a year. And you know, she gets into her ways of doing things. I get into my ways of doing things. And then we got to get back to where we do things together. And which, you know, it takes some adjustment, but over time it works out. Or when I come home, I just don't jump in and start off where I left off. You know, she's taking care of the bills and taking care of the house for so long. I just kind of let her keep on going what she was doing, you know, then I would just slowly, you know, help her out and stuff like that. In the military, you know, you have to be there somewhere. You know, there's always somebody telling you what to do, and you just can't come and go when you want. And when you get home, you know, it's a whole different society. You know, I can jump in my truck and go to the store if I want, or go to Home Depot or whatever I want to do. You know, I can just jump in my truck and do it, where when you're deployed, you just can't do that. You know, you kind of stuck where you're at. But, you know, done four deployments, and if they ever need me again, I go, but I had enough.